Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Pedro, man, getting to this point, we've had highs and lows and levels of optimism and pessimism, and we've certainly had our doubts, but here we are on the doorstep of the 2020 Major League Baseball season.
It is incredible, and I think the last time I talked to you guys, I was very pessimistic because I just thought there were so many hoops that had to be jumped through to get to this point. But now that we're here, I'm actually very optimistic that we will get to the finish line. I think it's going to happen. That's not to say there won't be things that happen during the next 60 games that aren't going to be head scratching. You know, we're going to probably lose players to the virus, maybe a couple of players from the same team, who knows. But I do believe they will reach the finish line. And that's actually incredible to think when you think back to about two or three weeks ago, and it just seemed like this was a pipe dream.
It really is, and Pedro Gomez of ESPN is joining us. Pedro, thanks for your time, buddy. What'd you make of the last-minute addition to the playoffs yesterday?
What I made of it is the owner said, how can we at least cut 100 million of these losses out? And, yeah, we're going to have to share with the players. But how can we at least make more money back that we're losing? We're going to lose a ton. How can we reduce that? And here's an easy, easy way to salvage at least a little bit of money. It's like anything in life, I think. It's always, if you just follow the money, you'll get the answer. This to me was a clear cut.
Money. Do you like it? Do you like the
changes? You know what? It's a bizarre situation this year. I don't think it's going to stick around long term, but for this year, I think it's a great idea. I think it also will eliminate a lot of clubs from dumping players in terms of the trade deadline, because you've got 16 out of 30 clubs in it. That means pretty much everyone is going to be in it on September 1st, and I just cannot imagine for the life of me any club saying, you know what, we're out of it, let's make a trade, especially when you consider that they're paying, you know, a little over one-third of the salary this year for right. Everybody. Whatever, you know, Nolan Arenado, $30 million, you're paying a little over $10 million. So it guarantees that Nolan Arenado, Charlie Blackman will be Rockies all of this season. Who knows down the road, but they should be Rockies for the rest of this season. And, it gives the Rockies, teams like the Rockies, an excellent chance to try to get in. I think we're going to see some sub 500 teams get in, and that's going to be a scary proposition for whoever is the number one or number two seed, because in a two out of three game series, man, you stub your foot and you could absolutely be going home no matter how many games better you were than that eighth place team in your league.
Yeah, it seems like this is, we are truly in uncharted territory, and that goes without saying. But from, you know, the 60-game sprint to more than half of the league going to the playoffs, this baseball season, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but it's kind of anti-baseball. Baseball has been the sport of the marathon. It's been the phrase of, well, you lost 6 of 8. Oh, that's baseball, right? You're on a 12-game slump. Well, that's baseball. And then you have really one of the most exclusive playoff clubs in all of professional sports being opened up to more than half of the league. This is, Pedro, this is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm old enough to remember in 1981 in the NBA playoffs, the LA Lakers, I think, won like 63 games, and they had to play the number 8 seed Houston Rockets, who were 40-42 that year. They were under 500, but they had a huge matchup issue with the Lakers in the sense of Moses Malone. And the Rockets ended up beating the Lakers 2 out of 3, huge upset, and going all the way to the finals before they lost to the Celtics. You can do anything in a three-game series. In a three-game series in the playoffs, I don't care how good you are, you can absolutely lose if you are the superior club. And that's baseball, like you say. You know, look, under normal circumstances, if a club loses 18 straight games during a season, that's it. They're done. Well, a six-game losing streak is about the equivalent of an 18-game losing streak in a 60-game season.
Wow.
I know that's a lot of numbers there. Sorry if it's confusing, but it's for every one game, it's almost three. It's like 2.7 something. So you're talking about a 17 or 18 game losing streak being the equivalent of a six game losing streak. It puts such an emphasis on, we're not going to punt tonight. We're going to try to win this game, even though we're down right now in the fourth inning. We're not going to punt because it's just so imperative not to go on prolonged losing streaks.
I love it, and I'm excited to see what it looks like. I'm excited that they added more teams to the playoffs. It gives the Rockies a better chance to make it. I think players get excited about that possibility also, especially when you're looking up at the Dodgers. What do you make of the Rockies, Pedro, this year? How have they looked to you so far? What do you think of their chances?
I mean, look, after 60 games last year, remember we were talking a few times a week.
Yep.
They were 37-23.
Yep.
You go 37-23 right now in this 60-game season, you're either in first or second place, guaranteed. You are absolutely in the postseason. You know, it's gonna be like the last 100 games last year. What will they do on the mound? And that's gonna dictate whatever happens here. And you know, they've made some changes. I know they got rid of a couple of veteran relievers, which is that was big money they spent on those two guys, and boom, they're gone for their third seasons in Denver. And obviously they know what they have. It's just, who knows? The Rockies, I think, are one of those clubs that absolutely will benefit from the extra teams in the postseason of having a better chance, because everyone in the National League West is absolutely looking up at the Dodgers. You're just hoping you can finish in second place, maybe third, and squeak in. We know that second place guarantees you a spot, but third place still could get you in, and the Dodgers just look so superior.
Yeah, I'm watching them last night, and the Giants did a great job of just trying to keep pace, well, not even keep pace, but, you know, bottle that offense up. And they did it for seven innings. And then it's just, oh, there's a 5-run seventh. Oh, there's a 2-run eighth. And you look up at the scoreboard and it's 8-1. It was just 1-1, you know, 45 minutes ago. And I look at, you know, the Muncies and the Betts and the Bellingers and the Turners. And you saw what Hernandez did last night, you know, coming away with 5 RBI. I don't want to have a defeatist attitude from a Rocky standpoint, because, you know, Bud Black said yesterday, look, you know, we're going to try to win this division. And of course he's going to say that. But I don't know, and I guess I'll ask you, you would know, are they the most complete team in all of baseball, the Dodgers?
100%. Even without David Price in their rotation, even with Kershaw being on the DL for the first 10 days, they are the IL. Look, you look at the six divisions, and even the Yankees, who have a great club, you know, Tampa Bay can give them a run. I don't care what division you're looking at. You look at the Astros, they have a great club, but Oakland can absolutely give them a run. I don't care what division you look at. There's at least one other club in the division that you can say that team could knock off the superior club. Of the six divisions, there's one that no one is saying that about, and it's for a big reason. It's the NL West, and it's because the Dodgers just are so, so superior to everyone else in the division. And that's not to say it can't happen, because you still have to go out and win those games. But, boy, it would be shocking if the Dodgers aren't celebrating their eighth straight NL West title in 2 months.
Well, last one here for me, Pedro, and Pedro Gomez of ESPN joining us here. I remember last year you were pretty high on Daniel Murphy and the prospects of him hitting in Coors Field. I don't know if you've seen him this year, Pedro, but, you know, just seeing pictures of him, he's lost a lot of weight. He looks great. I mean, I'm excited to see what he does this year, and hoping for a bounce-back year from him. Your thoughts on him and maybe any other under-the-radar Rocky player that you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's been so few games, I haven't had a great opportunity to see a lot of Rocky things. But I did see Daniel Murphy, and you know, he is still a very dangerous hitter. Opposing pitchers and coaching staff still circle his name and say, this guy can beat us, and this guy is a clutch hitter. And there's one thing to being a great hitter, and there's another thing to being a clutch hitter. Daniel Murphy has never been afraid of a pressure situation. He has always come through whatever club he has been on in the past in the months of September and October. And basically what we have here is the month of September being played over a 60-game span because of the immediacy of everything that is going to transpire here. Daniel Murphy is, I think it would not surprise me if he has some big, big hits for the Rockies this season. And, you know, in terms of under the radar guys, look, I don't think Dahl is an under the radar guy, but he certainly looks like he is ready to blossom, and it would not surprise me if Dahl has a good 60 game span here as well.
Last one for me, Pedro, and this is KKFN, KKFN HD1 Longmont Denver. Pedro, considering that more than half of the league is going to make the playoffs, the Rockies don't have to win the division to be a part of that group, and you're looking at a lineup with the likes of Charlie Blackmon, David Dahl, Nolan Arenado, Trevor Story. Should the Rockies be a playoff team in 2020?
Look, I think there's going to be a 28-32 or maybe even a 27-33 club that makes the postseason. And for that reason, yes, I do believe the Rockies should be a postseason team this year. It's not going to be easy. I mean, the pitching, I don't know that it's necessarily straightened itself out. There's definitely been more rest, but everybody has had more rest. It's going to depend on the pitching. The scoring runs won't be the issue. It'll be the pitching. Can they keep the other club from scoring 8 runs a night? And that was a big problem last year, especially over the last 100 games of the season when everything just spiraled out of control. But if they can do that, then absolutely. And like I said, it's not like you have to win 35 of the 60 games to get in. It would not be surprising if there's one or two sub 500 clubs that get in. I think the Rockies are very capable of something like that.
I love it, Pedro. We got baseball, man. Enjoy it tonight, my friend. This is awesome. It's finally off the ground, and hopefully it stays that way.
Likewise, guys. Great to catch up.
All right, there he goes.
Thanks, Pedro. Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about 3 things when buying a vehicle. Number 1, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get 0 down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number 2, selection. Siltahar's 5 dealers in 1 offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number 3, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.